Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Hey, folks, this is Barack Lurie, actually, subbing in for the great Joe Messina of the Joe Messina Show. I love Joe, and I'm so honored that he would like us to hear from me as the sub-guest host. I so appreciate that. Listen, I'm Barack Lurie. You may know me from the Barack Lurie Show on Sundays at KRLA AM 870, Sundays at 10 a.m. Hope to hear from you there, and I'd love to hear from your voices here as well, and there's so much to talk about. You know, it's relentless. The amount of information going out there is truly relentless. I can't remember a time where there was so much news to pick from, to talk about, than we have right now. I mean, from Russia, from the abortion decision that was leaked, to the transgender issues, to CRT, to the woke mob, generally speaking, to the election and the craziness that happened then. There are so many things, and you have to wonder to yourself, what the heck is going on? It's very disturbing. I don't like it. I don't like that we live in such, shall we say, interesting times. I don't want to live in these interesting times. You don't want to live in these interesting times. So what do? We have to fight back. I mean, Joe said it in his, he always says it, we have to fight. We have to get involved. I'm with him 100%. And Joe is, you know, part of the, you know, the part of the government. He's getting involved in administrations, the student boards and all that, the school boards. That's the way to do it. Get involved in school boards. Get involved as a teacher. Get involved in administration of a school, for that matter. Get involved in every way you can. Be on the other side of the mic. Don't be the mother who's complaining about what they're teaching to her child. Be the other side of the mic listening to it and saying, yeah, that is garbage. I'm with you, and I'm going to vote for you with your side. That's the way you do it. So I don't know. So a little bit more about me. I'm an attorney. I do a lot of real estate, the litigation business, and I just love the law, but I also love analysis and strategy. This is what I'm all about. If you know me, Barack Lurie, I'm always asking questions that I think a lot of other people don't ask. So, for example, why is it that the woke mob, the lefties, generally speaking, are so outraged, so very outraged about the recent leaked decision, the opinion decision, that would overturn Roe v. Wade and its progeny, Casey, to the point that they seem to be screaming, that they're having such panic attacks. Why is it? Because they should know better. They should know that it doesn't really matter. Right? Abortion is still available. It will still be available in most of the states of the United States. There might be some more restrictions here and there. There might be some expansions here and there. Right? Things will work out for those of you who want to kill your baby. All right? Think of it that way. But somehow they would have you believe that Roe v. Wade means not only that the choice is gone, but that the Supreme Court is specifically disallowing, prohibiting, criminalizing abortion. And we know that's not true. I'll get into that in a moment, because I think it's really fascinating, and it's more fascinating the reaction. But the history is very important, and I want everyone to kind of understand this a little bit. So if you want to call in, call in 877-807-4048, 877-807-4048. All right? Love to hear from you, and so we can get some dialogue going on. So before we get into that, check out, I'm an author, as you may also know. I've written 3 books, and I'm very proud of them. The first is Atheism Kills, about how destructive atheism is, how it literally kills. It is an ideology. It's not something that you simply say, oh, I don't believe in God. What's the big whoop? When people say that to me, and that is the major defense that people say when I tell them that atheism kills, atheism destroys, and atheism steals. When I say that to them, they really get, you know, hot under the collar. And they say, what are you talking about, Mr. Lurie? It's not an ideology. I just don't believe in God. What's your problem? That's what they say to me. And I can tell you that, of course, it's an ideology, right? I mean, it's amazing how people say that it's not an ideology. But we all live lives in things that we don't believe in, right? Like, for example, a vegan will tell you he doesn't believe in eating meat or dairy, right? It's what he doesn't believe in. He doesn't believe, sorry, not just him, but a non-smoker doesn't believe in smoking, right? Somebody who doesn't gamble, he doesn't gamble because he doesn't believe in gambling, and so on with alcohol and everything else, okay? Somebody who doesn't believe in promiscuous premarital sex, well, that's because that's something he doesn't believe in, right? So we live our lives in many ways by what we don't believe in. I think that's pretty clear, right? We live our lives by things we don't believe in. I don't believe in abortion, for example. That's an ideology. You could say, well, Barack, that's pro-life. Yeah, okay, that's fine. But I'm saying to you atheists out there that you are pro-chaos. How about that? Because that's what atheism is. It's pro-chaos. Strange. All right, 877-807-4048. Would love to hear from you. More about the books. So they're doing very well. They're out there in Audible form as well, in Kindle. So I have my first book, Atheism Kills. My second book was Rise of the Sex Machines, about how godlessness is actually destroying relationships. And you'll soon see in only a few years how women will be saying how they lost their man to a sex robot. In any event, you're hearing the music, and that means we go to commercial break. We've got to pay our bills. But we're going to talk much more about the abortion opinion, the Roe v. Wade overturning, very soon. And it's going to be fascinating. You're going to love it, and I'd love to hear your calls. All right, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Well, it's not Joe Messina after all. It's his good friend, Barack Lurie, guesting for the great Joe Messina. I love Joe. We've become such good friends over the years, and it is wonderful to see how we think so alike. He's also very creative, Joe. I love that about him, and always seeing things in a different way. So, look, we've been talking about the abortion decision, meaning that one that got leaked, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. But I want to also talk briefly about how all the things are coming out together and some of the original issues regarding how Roe v. Wade came out in the first place. So let's go in the way back machine, as they say, back to the glory days of 1973, when they actually wrote this opinion, Justice Blackmun wrote this opinion in 1973, I think it was January. And there they go saying, you know, what is life? And then coming out with this opinion, which basically asserted that abortion would be okay so long as it occurs within the first 3 months, and various exceptions, of course, associated with that. And then he finishes the opinion, signs his name to it, gets a majority. I think it was like 7-2 at the time, maybe 6-3. And you could just, you know, hear him clap his hands, crack his knuckles, what have you, and say, well, problem solved. Right? There's not going to be any more issue when it comes to abortion. We solved it. Everyone's going to love this decision, both those camps that hate abortion and the camp that loves abortion. Okay? Not so fast. Right? It ended up being the most, the lightning rod for American division from that very moment. In fact, the culture war, one could argue, started in January 1973 with the publication of the Roe v. Wade decision. That is, in many ways, the beginning of all the civil anxiety that we're now experiencing. So look, I mean, the conservative base was largely somnolent, right? Dormant, if you will. They were just bored. Life was okay. And then this decision came out, which was so bizarre, that suddenly found a right to kill a baby. Yes, a right. And not only a right, but a right that came from the Constitution itself. How wondrous it was. And the Christian right and the evangelicals and suddenly found voice and passion to go out there. And it was the one galvanizing moment that actually gave birth to the moral majority and many other moral groups out there that are fighting the conservative cause. Thanks, Roe v. Wade. You know, that I guess that's a silver lining. But in any event, it was an absurd decision. This idea that they somehow thought they were resolving everything, right? You know, problem solved. That's to me the amazing thing about that. The hubris that was involved at the time. Anyway, so we're looking at, the why of what's happening here. But before I do that, I want to also talk about how is it, you may think to yourself, look, they're talking about now codifying Roe v. Wade by way of legislation through Congress, right? And the Senate. So, and naturally, Joe Biden would sign it. So you may wonder, well, why didn't they do that in 1973? Right? I mean, they could have easily done that. We know that Roe v. Wade was what we call legislating from the bench. If you're a law student, you would know that it's called Lochnerizing, basically creating law instead of interpreting the constitutionality of that law. So it was bizarre. So why didn't Congress and the Senate fashion a bill codifying the essence of allowing abortion throughout this great land of ours? Right? Why? I'll tell you why. Because Congress, each of them, and the senators were afraid to advance a bill that would support the right, the so-called right to an abortion. It was a toxic issue. So nobody wanted to really push for it. And so they said, those nine guys with robes in the Supreme Court decide this issue for us. Yeah. Leave it with those suckers. Yes, well, they did. That's exactly right. It was much easier to do that. And, you know, think of it from their perspective. These are nine guys that are not elected. They're appointed. They have terms for life. What have they got to lose? All right, so maybe it's unpopular, but you can't kick them out, right? So that was the thinking back then. But then we got stuck with this ridiculous Roe v. Wade decision. It was a very bad decision in so many ways. So now, finally, it appears, it's not the done deal yet, but it appears that Roe v. Wade will be overturned along with its progeny. Now, here's some of my take on this. Many people think that this will somehow be something that might turn around if the woke mob, you know, got a hold of it. Now they're demonstrating. Now they're claiming that they'll go after the justices in their homes and so forth. Well, perhaps in the hopes of changing that one or two vote so that Roe v. Wade will still stay around, right? I don't think that will happen. I don't think they'll be intimidated. Were they to be intimidated and finally say, you know what, I was voting for the overturning of Roe v. Wade, but what's the big deal? You know, I guess we just keep it on the books because after all, it's, you know, abortion is still going to be available to anyone. So let's not get anyone upset. Right? I mean, a threat or two can do a lot of damage. So I that could be the case, but I don't think it's going to happen because were that to happen, then it would send the signal to the woke mob, to all others who would disdain anything that the Supreme Court would advance. They would know the screenplay, right? They would just simply throw a temper tantrum, force a riot on the streets, and they would know that the Supreme Court would just do their bidding because, you know, who wants to have tantrums, right? Whatever you say, mob. But that's not the way we want this country to be ruled. It can't work that like that. 877-807-4048. 877-807-4048. I'd love to hear from you. All right. But look, one of the things, and I said this on Newsmax, I'm a regular on Newsmax these days. So on Tuesdays, Tuesday mornings and also Friday mornings. And I argued, look, of all the people, all the groups that should actually like this overturning of Roe v. Wade, wait for it, it's Planned Parenthood. Yeah, yeah. I'll explain when we get back why I say such a wild thing. Planned Parenthood should love this. They don't love it now, but they should. And I'll explain why when we get back. Okay, it's very interesting stuff. We'll also talk about the main reason why the woke mob is so upset about this decision. The real reason that they're so upset about this. All right, folks, 877-807-4048. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Most Americans don't want former President Trump's Title 42 policy to end. It allows border officials to turn away illegal immigrants who have reached the United States if there is a public health crisis. According to a new CNN poll, 57% believe it should remain in place. Nearly three-quarters of Americans have little or no confidence that the Biden administration would be able to handle an increase of illegal immigrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. A Louisiana judge temporarily blocked lifting Title 42 due to President Joe Biden's lack of a clear plan. Wall Street giving the thumbs down to Thursday, with the Dow losing 1,063 points to close at 32,997, this on the heels of the April jobs report being released Friday. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Flying televisions. I've heard it all, but not flying televisions. I don't know what to say. These things that I hear sometimes. By the way, I've been giving you the wrong number. I so apologize. The number is 855-REAL-JOE. 855-REAL-JOE. R-E-A-L. Joe. J-O-E. So please do call in. 855-REAL-JOE. Love to hear from you, especially about this abortion decision. So, you know, what I call the killing babies decision. So, we were talking about how Planned Parenthood would actually love this decision. They should love this decision. What's that you say, Barack Lurie? That sounds crazy. How could you possibly say such a thing? Planned Parenthood clearly would not like this. I'll tell you. Just be patient. The reason why I say this is that, think of it. First of all, this is a galvanizing moment, right? Planned Parenthood is now going to be fed so much money to support their cause. So they love this, okay? But just for that reason alone, it's good enough. But here's another reason. Just from a business point of view, they get to close down all their shops, as it were, in those various red states that will restrict abortion and even deny abortion altogether. So they're going to have to close shop. But that saves them money, right? And that's overhead. How can you have all these abortion mills in all 50 states and spread it out? I mean, why not just really emphasize your abortion mills on these in these states where it's legal and people will be flocking to it? It's awesome from their point of view. So for those two reasons, one, that this is a galvanizing moment, and also that they can now be more economic about how they proceed in their killing of babies, that's what they're going to do. All right? It's as simple as that. It's all economics in the end of the day. Look, Planned Parenthood is a monstrous organization. They have done whatever they need to do in order to accelerate abortions, encourage young girls to have as much sex as possible, young boys, of course, so that, you know, they need to keep on feeding the machine, as it were. Right? Killing babies, right and left. It's really what we're talking about, right? It's the right to kill babies. It always has been this. And it's horrific when you think about it. But this ultimately leads to my main reason why I think that people are so upset with this decision. Now, they can now close shop, like I said. The question is, sometimes it's good to step back and realize how crazy it is, and in terms of what's going on in our world and how we really should galvanize around this issue. But it shouldn't be this way, right? I mean, the fact is that Roe v. Wade simply said that you're allowed to have an abortion. Okay, and then they have the three-month rule and something like that. I get it. But you saw how the left states, the left-leaning states, were trying to amplify the abortion rights and going so far as to allow mothers to kill their babies up to the date of the birth of the babies and even beyond that. I think there's a law being proposed right here in California to that effect. Right? I don't know if that's going to happen, but the fact that they even propose it says a whole bunch to us, right? It's very scary. Also, people are so vociferous about this, so crazy about this. Why? Why is it? It's because they don't want to be accountable. They want to be as reckless as possible when it comes to sex. You see, sex is a very powerful, powerful force. We don't realize, I talk about this a lot in my book, Rise of the Sex Machines, and to a lesser extent, Atheism Destroys. It's a very powerful force. My analogy about sex is that it's just like plutonium, right? Plutonium is awesome. It can deliver incredible energy. It can do great things. But put it in the wrong hands, it can do horrific things. And so it is with sex. Sex is a gift from God, and we dare not use it unwisely. Because sex can lead to wondrous, wonderful things, and it can lead to horrific things. But they don't want that. They just want the sex. Sex is a very powerful force. It's very pleasurable, as we all know. And they only think of it in terms of the pleasure, but not the consequence of having babies. The ultimate purpose of sex is to have babies. And they want the benefits of sex, but without any of its consequences. Namely, a baby. And even when it comes to disease, I mean, it's so interesting. I talk about this in my book. You know, it's so interesting. This, when you have sex inside a marriage, it couldn't be more healthy for the two of them. Not only that, but you can't get a socially transmitted disease, an STD. You can't, right? Unless, of course, one is cheating. I get it. But assuming that they're faithful to each other, you don't have to worry about STDs. Isn't that awesome? But not only that, it's study after study shows that the more sexual relations a couple has, the more wondrous it is, the more healthy it is for each of them. They actually improve their lives from a health point of view. But by contrast, you can have the same amount of sex, but if you have it among multiple partners, it leads to all sorts of issues, right? Not the least of which, of course, is the possibility of unwanted pregnancy and then acquiring a lot of STDs, to say nothing of the depression and ill feelings and jealousies that always surmount from that kind of reckless behavior, right? So it's so interesting to see how completely dichotomous it is. Sex can be wondrous and healthy on the one hand, and it can be ultimately horrific and unhealthy on the other. But they don't want to be accountable. They just want the joy. So our society is in all ways trying to erase the stigma of sex. No longer do you hear the word slut, for example. No longer do you hear the word player used for a female and male, respectively. It's not about that anymore, right? If a woman were to tell you today that she slept with, 52 guys, one per week, let's say, from Tinder, you wouldn't say, oh, she's a slut. You wouldn't look at her askance. Somehow we've changed our society to such a degree that is like, well, good for you, girl. Good for you. It's very weird. I'm not saying it's good to demonize somebody, to stigmatize somebody like that. I get it. But at the same time, we should have a little bit of shame, a little bit of honor. And there should be shame and honor when it comes to the sexual arena as well. But they want to get rid of all that accountability, all associations. They just want the joy of sex and nothing more. Thank you very much. And don't you tell me that I can't have an abortion. Because if I can't have an abortion, or you make it very difficult for me to have an abortion, then I'll have to think twice before I have sex. And I don't want to think twice. I want to enjoy. I want to have a grand old time. And don't tell me to wear condoms either. You know, I don't want that. That's another interference. So you see people talking about how it doesn't matter if you get this or that disease. It doesn't matter if you get pregnant, because you can get rid of the clump of cells, as they like to call it, right? That's what they want. They want the right to be reckless when it comes to sex. All right, so let's face it. This or that state will push for more rights for an abortion if this opinion holds as it appears to be holding. More states, even like California. California has already said that it will become a sanctuary state for abortions. Great. Okay, so as if we don't have enough people coming over the wall or coming over the border, on the southern border, we're now going to have a flood of people coming in from other states into California for the purpose of abortions. You're going to see it's going to be like CBD, you know, marijuana dispensaries. Every other store will be, okay, CBD store, a dispensary, a Starbucks, and a Planned Parenthood or an abortion mill. There you go. That's one, two, three. That's it. That's all you. That's all California will have to offer. But it's true. They will do that state by state. Let's take Ed, who's been patient. Ed from Washington. Ed, you're on the air. Let's see. How do we get Ed? He's on hold, apparently. Shoot. Oh, here we go. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the air.
Yeah, this conversation you're having, which I'm really enjoying, to cover this post-operative abortion process, that's the only way that I could understand it in my small mind. Does that mean that we now eliminate the charge of murder?
Wow. Wow. You know, it depends on the state. If the state says that you're not allowed to have abortion, then it will mean that if you do have an abortion in that state, it will be criminalized. Now, how they will criminalize it, I don't know. Will it be a sentence the same as a regular murder? I don't know. But each state will indeed criminalize it at the end, if that's your question. Listen, thank you so much for your call, and I really appreciate that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-REAL-JOE. Don't go, we'll be right back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
The overturning of Roe v. Wade is awesome. 1973. I still see them reading and writing their opinion back in the good old days of January 1973 with Roe v. Wade saying to each other, this is momentous. This will finally solve the debate of abortion. Good work, guys. Right? Like, little did they realize, you know, what a disastrous culture war they would be starting as a result of this. And it did. It's almost 50 years that it took to overturn Roe v. Wade, as it looks like it's about to happen. Many people think that it will be, maybe the justices will be intimidated into not overruling it, but it looks like the people are beginning to brace for that possibility. Well, look, one of the arguments that we're hearing is that somehow this is going to be awful because it's going to create a patchwork where some states will have abortion rights and some states won't. And even in those states that do allow abortion, it will have various different restrictions and so on. And what an awful thing it is to have a patchwork. Yes. Hey, guess what, guys? That's what this country is set up as, a patchwork nation. 50 states, 50 different sets of laws for each of the states. They get to run each their own states. And we have different laws when it comes to the death penalty, comes to the speed limits, when it comes to what a contract is and how they're enforced. There's so many different patchworks relating to different kinds of issues. Yeah, state taxes, for example, taxes generally speaking. That's the way it is. And somehow they think that, you know, somebody's the first one to think of patchwork. This is it, right? What an absurd thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-REAL-JOE. I would love to hear from you about this. It is one of the most momentous moments in our lifetimes. It shouldn't be that way, but here we are. I'm glad that it's back to the states, as it should be. It should never have been in the Supreme Court. We all know that. Supreme Court is there to determine the constitutionality of a law, not to actually make law. That's a very big difference, right? And what an absurd rule it was, Roe v. Wade. It just didn't make any sense at the end of the day. And to fashion out of whole cloth this notion of a right in the Constitution, they called it a penumbra of rights, that somehow abortion was contemplated, yes, that's right, contemplated by the Founding Fathers as a right of privacy that clearly was intended, you know, alongside the free speech rights, the right of to have a gun and right to have a trial by jury and not to be unreasonably searched or seized and so on, right? All those rights, same thing, right? And now we come to the real reason why people are so upset. The left is so upset about the abortion issue. Because as I said before in the previous segment, if you want an abortion, if you're a young lady, an old lady, doesn't matter, you want an abortion, you're going to be able to get an abortion. Okay? If you happen to be in a red state that totally restricts it, let's say like Mississippi, I think that's what they're gunning for, then you can presumably go to a bordering blue state and get your killing baby moment right there. Okay? So why are they so frustrated about this? Why? I mean, it can't be because they think it's going to be difficult for little Jane to get a bus ticket to go to, let's say, I don't know, Tennessee, where it might be legal. I don't know. Okay? I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second. They can't be that crazy for the sake of little Jane because she might not be able to get a bus ticket to get her abortion. It's not about that. By the way, little Jane will get the money to get the bus to go get her abortion. Okay? Don't worry about that. Planned Parenthood will have plenty of money to dole out to these young people to get their abortion. All right? Let's all face it. Okay? It's not as if they're going to be left high and dry. Well, I guess I have to have my baby because I couldn't afford the bus ticket to go to whatever. You know, that's absurd. Of course they'll do that. So why is it that they're this animated? I'll tell you. Because suddenly, the right, the so-called right to an abortion, the ability, we'll say ability to get an abortion, has now been demoted from a right, a constitutional right. And as we know, the constitutional rights are derived from God. Right? On par with free speech. The right to bear arms, the right to have a trial by jury, to not have the British quartered in your house, right? I mean, it was on that level. It was a divine right. And now, all of a sudden, your right to an abortion is just a law, no different than the speeding law of your state or your city. No different than what the law is regarding taxes. No different than the law that you might have in California, Nevada, or whatever, regarding what days you can water your lawn. Suddenly, it's gone from sacrosanct constitutional right derived from God to on par with you can water only on Wednesdays and Fridays. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's why. That's exactly what it is. For many people, this so-called right to an abortion, to kill your fetus in your womb, that animated them. That gave them purpose in life. And when they defended it, they defended it with the same vigor that you and I would defend the right to free speech. And the ironic thing, I know what you're all saying. You're all thinking the same thing that I'm thinking. They're more interested and believe that the right to an abortion is more sacrosanct than the right to free speech. Yeah, they certainly think it's greater than the right to bear arms. So not only was it a constitutional right, but perhaps it was the most important of all the constitutional rights as laid out in the Bill of Rights. Yeah, that's what it's all about. So you see what I'm... That explains to me why people are so crazed on the left when it comes to this abortion issue, the overturning of Roe v. Wade. It's not because of some sort of practicalities. Women will have the ability to get an abortion. I don't think it's going to have that much of an impact. I just don't. And to the extent that it does have an impact, I'm delighted about that. But the main impact will be for those women who decide, look, I'm going to go for it anyway. I think a lot of women have abortions not because they actively need it or seek it out or think that their lives will be ruined if they don't have the abortion. No, I think a lot of it is precisely because Planned Parenthood encourages the abortions. And when Planned Parenthood is out and can't market the abortion and the killing machines that they offer, I think that fewer people will have abortions. How about that? Yeah. It's that simple, friends. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-REAL-JOE. Please call in. Let me know what you think. So that's the one thing. Now, the patchwork argument, we used to talk about that. And the next question is the November impact, the midterm elections. So you're hearing from a lot of folks on social media and otherwise, well, you know, all this wishful thinking from the left that, you know, this is going to completely change the dynamic of the November elections. I got to tell you. Now everyone's going to vote based upon whether or not they're pro-choice or pro-life. Yeah, and they want to get back to that right to kill babies. So vote for that congressman or senator who is pro-choice because your very lives depend on it somehow. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to affect it whatsoever. On the contrary, I think that people will be very happy about it. It's a momentum in the conservative direction and the right direction. And that's good. And P.S., the fact that it leaked ahead of time actually hurts the left. I mean, had they waited and had it never been leaked, and let's say it came out 2 months from now as it was planned to be revealed sometime in early July, that would be all the closer to the November election, and there'd be much more galvanizing. Now these 2 months will kind of come and go, and people won't be as passionate about it by July, certainly not as passionate about it August. And they'll begin to realize that they can get their abortions regardless of what the overturning of Roe v. Wade may have been. See how it works, folks? That's what's going to happen. And more importantly, people don't care about abortion in the same way that the kids. I mean, obviously, the people who are, you know, their whole lives are animated around abortion, of course. Well, they're going to vote Democrat anyway. Nobody who is passionate about abortion is ever going to vote for a Republican. So we've already lost those people anyway, right? So that's not the issue. What is the issue for most people is inflation, the crisis at the border, Hunter Biden, right, CRT issues, transgender issues, and what they're teaching children in schools. Those are the big issues, my friend. Okay, whether or not they have a job, whether or not the money that they make in that job is going to mean anything because of inflation. And then there's a supply chain problem. There's soon going to be a food crisis, as they say, for all sorts of reasons. Those are the things that will animate the November election. But you know what? Great. Let the left think that this abortion decision is going to completely overturn this November election. They can enjoy their hubris all they want. All right. 855-REAL-JOE. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 855-REAL-JOE.